Eric McCullough, the head football coach for the ESAC Raiders, joining us here as they get ready to host at Sioux Central coming up on Friday night. And, Coach, you guys, it sounds like you've had a pretty good week of practice. How do you feel like things have gone?
We did, Jeff. We've just kind of been talking, that just kind of given everything in the preseason and how it went. You know, we're kind of hoping for our biggest growth to be between this week one and week two. When you get a chance to kind of see film and really break things down, because nothing on film lies, and you can kind of fix some of the mistakes we were doing and some of the things we were seeing that's hard to do during the game. And that comes back to is just lack of experience we have in the varsity and trying to get them good positive reps and being real young as a whole team. So there's just a lot of combination of things that we have to kind of work through, and we're getting there through this week.
What were some of the things that you guys kind of focused on this week?
Our offense and defensive line play. We got the guys there just more, a little more confidence, I think, and understand why we kind of do the things we do as far as our techniques and our scheme, because there's a completely difference from last week going against a spread type offense where you got a quarterback who likes to scramble on the defensive side, and them running a kind of a 3-3 stack defense to this week, foot-to-foot, quick huddle, just coming at you type of offense, and then looks like a 5-2, maybe a 4-4 type defense. So things are a lot different as far as how we want to attack it and where we want to attack it and how we want to try and take advantage of them in different situations.
How do you guys want to go about attacking them when you have the ball?
We just want to still try and establish that run game. That's important, I think, for our team and how things work. And we got the running backs to be able to do that. And we have the guys up front to be able to do that. And Ty Schmidt can be very, very deadly with his reads. And if we can kind of get between our tackles, run game going a little bit more, that should open up some things on the outside and make it a little easier for some play-action type passes. But it might come to where we got to get some guys out of the box if they stay in that 5-2 type look. And we've worked a lot this week with our short passing game and try to take advantage of some of the flat areas.
Is that an area that you feel is a weakness in their defense?
I think anytime you look at like a 5-2 monster that they like to run that we've seen on film, every defense is going to have a weakness somewhere, and especially in that 5-2 type look. The quick passing game, if you can, there's just so many things that can go bad and go good in a passing game, and timing's a big thing, and making sure we can keep pressure off our quarterback and we run good crisp routes and just complete the passes.
Coach, you mentioned trying to get that running game going. Where do you feel you can get it? Is it on the edges, or do you feel like you guys can maybe lean on them a little bit up the middle this week?
We think we can try and get a little bit better up the middle. I mean, that was something that we just did not do a good job. And it wasn't that they were necessarily taken away from us last week. It's just some things we need to do better as our offensive line. And those guys know that, and they take it to heart, and they want to do better. And they've worked on it and making sure we understand our blocking schemes and how we want to attack that.
You mentioned their running game looks really solid again this year. The Harder kid, 27 carries for 100 yards last week. They also had the Gibson kid carry it 13 times. But Harder really looks like the guy that's kind of their focal point.
He is, and their type of wing tee offense that they run, that fullback is your main guy, and they do a lot of belly type stuff, both sides. The biggest thing that we have to kind of prepare for, and it's hard to, is when they come out of that huddle, that ball snapping in about 2-3 seconds. So those are things that we've tried to simulate a little bit in practice and try and get our varsity ready for, but it's just so hard to do it when that's not something you do as a team. I mean, we want to be quick out of the huddle, but we're looking at 4 or 5 seconds. It just makes a huge difference to make sure we get our defense set up the way we need to take kind of that power run game they like to away. And besides that, then you try and line up and do that. You know, they just do a good job of running a quick toss or running a play action where the tight ends just take off on a post in a corner and, you know, as a defense, you maybe fall asleep a little bit and they get one over top of you. So those are the things we just got to make sure we're real disciplined and reading our keys.
And I just was going to ask, they don't throw it much, but is it certain situations that they like to throw it in?
What we've seen on film, and it was against South O'Brien, and South O'Brien seems to be down a little bit this year. They're not necessarily as physical ball club as they used to be in the past. And Sioux Central just kind of controlled it from the get-go of the game. And the times they took chances wasn't necessary. They had to. I think they just saw something that they could take advantage of, and they did. Late in the game, they had to throw a little bit more just because of down a distance type situation. So I don't think it's something they want to do. I mean, their quarterback's a sophomore, so they and their offense, the pass game is just there to be there. I mean, it's not something that's necessarily part of their game, but it's there to take advantage of certain situations.
You had a couple of guys get a little banged up last week. Everybody back healthy?
We're going to be short a couple, just to kind of give them a week rest. You know, and that's that non-district stuff that you can kind of do that. It's a good time to, you know, kind of get your team ready and going and kind of prepare for that district race. And it's still important, even though everybody, you know, changes the postseason this year. But you still want to do well in your district. You want to do well in every game. And it's just part of that game that kids have injuries and things happen. And you have to kind of work through it, and it's the next guy in.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here. Wish you the best of luck. I know the guy's looking forward to catching up with you for the new A Ford Scoreboard Show following the game.
It's great. We appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they entertain Sioux Central coming up on Friday night.